more exciting things happening. You're tuned into Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast with the returning guest, 3 for 10.
Three for ten. That's two people love to fuck this game up.
Hey, is this my good side?
Yes.
Okay, good. Cool. Thanks, man. You look great.
All right, get over there.
If I were any piece of art, I'd be a melting clock.
Are we live now? All right. Welcome, everybody, to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, this wonderful event with 10 for 10. Unfortunately, when I announced the event, I said it was going to be in the basement, but we get the wonderful garage as usual. Here they are, 10 for 10.
Thank you, Stevie. Josh. We're 10 for 10, and this is our debut single off the Kiss the Viper EP called Headphones On.
Got a mug full of cold coffee, 3 cigarettes, a pistol, and a mask. With these cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump, one best one.
Thank you to every one of you that helped take that video to over 1,100 views on YouTube channel. Appreciate you.
Woo woo!
So this next song we're gonna do, it's a single that we've been recording over this winter time with Snapback Records. Thank you to Matt and Chris and 307 Reacts. Man, I think maybe counting them two and us to maybe seven people have heard this song so far. So this is a premiere piece here, and it was recorded on acoustic, and last weekend I celebrated 8 years sober, and this song goes out to every one of us that have been directly affected, indirectly, third party affected by alcoholism, addiction, and anything in between. So this is called Bottle.
Thank you.
get over to that couch and start shooting the shit with these two great dudes. This is like cheap 80s porn microphone at this point. We're going to hit you with our current single. It was a music video we dropped on New Year's Eve, and it's the fourth music video off of Kiss the Viper EP. This is one of our favorite songs called Moving On.
Sweet.
All right. Well, now we're going to turn this back into podcast mode or what? Dude, that was badass, guys.
Thank you.
That was badass.
It was fun. Good. It was so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a treat coming on you guys' scene. So, when we do this, what you want to do, actually, Jeremy, is
where you want me at?
Around that, and send this extension cord back there, and then throw mine on the back of that over there.
Check, 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 check. What's up, three wheelers? Hey, hopefully you guys watched that. This was one of the coolest things I've ever been involved in on this podcast. Pretty badass. I loved it. That was sweet. Stevie's getting the camera all set up. He'll be over here in a minute.
Steve's going to be upset because I'm going to be stealing his mic the whole time.
Well, we'll see.
I'll be like, yo, Steve, let me borrow that mic right quick. Here, here let me see that. Chica. Here, let me have that.
You just got to talk in it.
I thought it was
just
a more like formal event, so I wore my tie.
Yeah, there you go. Womp, womp, womp. Red one?
I didn't even have the thing plugged in the whole time.
What's that?
I didn't even have the cord plugged in there the whole time. So they
actually, yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Hold on.
Was that a good thing? Did we need to do the audio again?
I mean, if you want to replay. Red one?
Yep. Wrong one.
Yeah, I see that. Bank two.
Appreciated, Josh, Stevie.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love the music. Three wheel bicycle, thanks, baby. I love it.
You know who I am. But you don't know why I'm here.
You're me.
You looking at my gut?
No. What you looking at my gut?
Sure.
Oh, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?
Oh. You're me.
Hey, it's Krusty the Pizza Man. All right, where's my $400?
Hey, wait. How can you be here when your show's on live?
I just threw on an old rerun. No one will know the difference.
You're me.
I've got a mug full of cold coffee, three cigarettes, a pistol, and a mask. With these cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump, one leg run.
Welcome to what? Cha cha cheetah. Free wheel bicycle.
That's right. Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Will you turn my headphones up just a little bit, my man? Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the Facebook that has been riding with us on the Facebook Live tonight. 10 for 10 just played in the garage. Holy moly, donut shop. It is March 2nd. I'm gonna keep saying holy moly,
holy moly
for some reason.
That's a show. I don't know if it's a show anymore. It was.
So one of the really interesting national days is National Old Stuff Day and Dr. Seuss Day.
Old stuff.
Yeah. International Rescue Your Cat Day, or Rescue a Cat.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Touche. Either or. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Yeah. We're coming live out of Casper, Wyoming. I'm your host, Stevie V.
Josh.
And we got
Joey Dietrich.
John Salisbury.
They're that 10 for 10 gang.
It's National Old Stuff Day.
It is.
So, I mean,
hell yeah, Zelda's old shit. Yeah.
Well,
who's older, the squirrel or Zelda?
Ooh, probably the squirrel.
The squirrel.
I bet you that squirrel.
I petted the squirrel. He's super soft.
Yeah, he's older than Zelda, I'm sure.
Welcome to another wonderful episode of Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. How much time do we still got left on the intro?
It's right now, bro. Watch.
We're in it.
That There you go. That was fucking perfect. Shit, good job.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
do we got the applause? Where did the studio audience go?
Oh, that's
beautiful. Hey, thank you guys. This has been a first. This has been a first.
Glad to be your first.
It was cool.
The very first time, man, these microphones. Or maybe my fucking. I can't hear because. There we go. I can't hear because of all the radness that just happened.
Ooh! Right? I think he's talking about us, John.
Yeah. I think you need to put your microphone back. It likes to be talked into the front.
Into the front. Ooh, there we go. Huh.
So it doesn't cut out.
Don't talk to it from the backside.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't like it from over here. It likes it from over there.
Maybe I'll try the alphabet into it.
Right.
Well, yeah. Shit. Wave. Like I said, once again.
Oh shoot.
Who?
Is he not visually in it?
Oh, Stevie got the camera.
Yeah, I don't like being.
Stevie is like, yeah. I don't want to be.
I thought about wearing my bandana tonight. Yeah. I'm just.
All I think about is that paparazzi song by Lady Gaga.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit chat. So, I do have some questions for you, of course. You just put out a new book.
Yeah. Called Now. So... Oh, sorry, did I ruin the vibe? I was supposed to just give a simple yes. Yeah, I'm a published author, and this is my third poetry release, and I do have a short story that's a 5,000-word fiction short story, and Now is a three-part poetry book. There's 62 or three poems in this one, and... how I release my poetry books is, so when I'm doing music and stuff, people are like, oh man, I want to know more about the words that are in these songs, is what I hear from time to time. And the stuff's just rattling around and they're going crazy all the time. So I started writing it down, and then, well, I was reading an old Harlan Ellison book, and it was a collection of his short stories. And before each short story, he would give a brief description because it was like a republication, you know, like digitally remastered version of a book. And so what I did was on the front side of each page in plain font is the poem. And then you read it, you get your thoughts, your feelings, your vibes, you flip it over. And then using a handwritten font is a brief one-page explanation of the poem from me.
That's pretty well,
yeah. So it's as close as I can get to having a conversation about my poetry with each individual person. And those are all available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, our 10410 Bandcamp page. That one's awesome. That's full of all of our shirts. It's a big online merch store. There's hoodies, T-shirts, tank tops, and all the books are available on there as well. So, yeah.
Shit, Chad, you just...
I don't have hard copies yet because it's so new. It released on February 29th, Leap Day.
Yeah.
So I try to always drop them on something interesting for a date, you know.
That is pretty badass, dude.
Yeah.
Bam. Space.
Bam, bro.
Space.
And what are life. You up to?
And
just hanging out.
I drum in a band called 10410.
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I don't write books. I'm just a fixture. I sit in the back.
He's a trophy drummer.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah.
They flew me in for this.
Yeah.
I told him I was being approached by a major label, and he says, "What'd they say about the drummer?" I said, "Well, he's got a great personality." So, no, I am absolutely blessed to have John back there on the skins.
Glad to be here.
Hey, calm down.
Dude.
the
people are trying to talk.
Studio audience is hardcore.
And he regulates all my spastic energy, and
He keeps us in the timing. He hits the pocket just perfectly there, and he's doing his damnedest to keep me at a steady BPM at all times. So
try to. So the second song that you played, you said that was like a brand new one.
Super brand new, yeah.
Where did they'll hear it obviously I really, not to like be a fucking fanboy or anything, but
ooh,
it's
give it to
like,
me. I'm a narcissist.
It's like, I don't know, even like when watching like your guys' videos and stuff, you can actually like feel, you know what I mean? Like what the fuck's going on. But where did that come from, I guess?
We live and feed off of the emotions and the feelings of our art. That's what gives us the response, because in any trade, in any attribute of life, you can be broke, you can be poor, you can be rich, you can be whatever you want to measure with money. But the feelings, the vibes, the people reaching out to us and telling us about stuff, you know, that's where we get it. You know, when I come back to a town that we played and someone comes over and has to buy my newest book, and she's like, man, and I took the last one to a book club I'm a part of, and
that's sad.
And the studio audience is getting a little unruly.
They're throwing ladders and shit.
It's going to turn into a WWF match real quick. Boom!
Hell in the cell.
Yes. Mankind, bust my sock out. Just go all socko on them.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you.
I'll talk to you here after a bit.
Please don't.
Okay.
So...
I'll put that on the intro. Womp, womp,
womp. Hey, what's up, Henry? What's happening?
Thanks for watching, bro.
And
we got Dan. We got Casey LaRue. Says hi, John Salisbury.
What's up? What's up?
That one's John.
Oh yeah.
The phone fucks me up when you're looking at it.
So nice.
You see what I mean?
Oh, I see John's casually putting that arm up on that back.
Oh, yeah.
He was over there, and I'm like...
Just slowly leaning into it.
Well, he was talking about kicking back.
Keeps putting the vodka bottle closer and closer, like, hey, did you have a sip just recently? Right? It keeps refilling itself, like, what the fuck?
It doesn't like that. Don't put your phone right there.
So,
did you hear that? Check that out.
So apologize about.
So I stumbled off on a couple of ventures, and then, oh yeah, there it is. It does that on guitars too. On an electric guitar, if you open up social media of any sort, it'll start humming through the magnets there.
That's fucking weird, bro.
I don't get it.
Don't.
I'm not
don't.
The tech guy. I don't get it.
And so Bottle is, and once again, if you read into the lyrics, it explains itself. But Bottle is the tribute, the commemorative to the addict. It's out there trying, pulling, you know, your family cares, your family loves you, your friends care, your friends love you, someone out there does, and you're hurting them just as much as you're hurting yourself. And and so that's where Bottle hits from. We were absolutely pleased with how it came out audio wise. The riff just came to me. It's real simplistic guitar riff, but the drums really accent it and just gives it. They sit in the background keeping your attention while the lyrics get to tell the story. And
word,
yeah. Towards the end of last year, I picked up this Epiphone Hummingbird acoustic guitar over there, and every 3 days, John would get like 3 songs texted to him. Like, here, check out this one now. Check out this one now. And so, out of all of that mess and mayhem, we dropped we're going on number 4. 3 songs.
Yeah.
Two heavier ones that'll make it to the set here coming up. I think both of them debut in Rapid middle of the month here. And then Bottle was actually being recorded, as I had mentioned during the performance, in Snapback Record Studio and their subsidiary of 307 Reacts, Matt and Christopher. Thank you guys. And and they've been on here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Awesome.
We talked about doing another thing, like.
Definitely get them in here, man. They're great people. They're such big help. Matt's a drummer himself, and Chris is very skilled vocally, and you know, the comments and thoughts and brainstorming that those two add to when we're in studio, it's just it's a wonderful, wonderful experience for us. And the songs come out just this whole new thing when we're done with them. They handled the Kiss the Viper EP that did so well last year. We released that last May. My birthday, we dropped Headphones On?
I think so, yeah.
So May 16th is when the Headphones On music video went. So it hasn't even been a year yet. And we are DIY. We're full gorilla, old school, man. We don't pay for shit on our social media. So, yeah. Every one of those views is one of you people out there. And, man, we respect and appreciate every last fucking one of you. Headphones On made it to over 1,100. And... Skyrocket and Maravana are creeping up on 600, and Moving On has just been banging left and right, dude. It just broke its 2 month mark, and it's about to hit 300 or two.
I think it's touching three.
Yeah, it's coming up on 300 views already, man. And hell yeah, man. There is no boosting, no pumping, no nothing going on there, man. That's all just real fucking fans.
Yeah. So all you guys, obviously.
Yeah,
check this shit out, man. Share it.
Yeah, yeah. Share it.
Get these guys going,
man. And keep it hitting. And we're just beyond pleased and blessed with the outcome of it, because we put our heart and souls into these things, you know.
For sure, man.
Please go check out the merch store. Check out the books, the T-shirts. We try not to be the T-shirt salesman, but it does definitely help us get to our next town and our next visit and our next recording session.
And your fucking shirts are cool, man.
Yeah, thank you. I hand draw all them bitches.
I dig it,
dude. Yeah,
I like it.
All those characters are real. Between the gambler up here on Stevie's hat. And then there's Patricia and Clarissa. Clarissa's a Sturgis special release from last fall. She's a little pixie that lives on a guitar. All of them are undead creatures. Then there's the eyeballs being squished by hands, and the heart that's being squished by hand. And Jeremiah Johnson, he's another previous guest, isn't he? Tattoo artist here in town?
He has not been on
yet. Oh, okay.
He will be.
Yeah, definitely get that guy. Yeah. He put the eyeball here and the heart here for me, like a conscience deal tattooed on me. And, man, he's a treat. The gambler's back here. And I had made a bid with my daughter that when I sold enough gambler T-shirts to pay for the tattoo that I'd get it. And the gambler debuted like a fucking champ. It was like 3 weeks later I was reaching out and scheduling. And the late Jared Campos actually introduced me to Jeremiah, and so super, super pleased with that.
Shout out.
Yeah, Jared, he was a longtime listener from back in the day.
Good, yeah.
Yep.
So is Jeremiah. I don't know if he still listens anymore, but either or. Another thing, you were talking about the artwork stuff. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that has been purchasing my artwork throughout the past couple weeks. I did, like, a sale or whatever. Just keep your eyes peeled on that Vanderheiden Design.
Yeah,
Facebook
check that shit
page,
out.
All that good stuff, because that helps out my family.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's lots of hours and what.
And it'll help your heart and your soul, because those pieces being in your home are going to just give you that next level. I know the environment in here just works
I'm gonna post some shit this weekend on there. When I was moving stuff around, this wonderful three wheel bicycle that was donated by Debo's Painting, shout out. I found a bunch of other paintings that I forgot I had, so I'm gonna have to post those too. But
hell yeah, man.
Shit, yeah.
Fucking right.
So, where are you guys playing next? You got some upcoming shows.
Rapid City.
Woo!
Heading up there this coming weekend.
We love you, Rapid City. If any of you guys are listening tonight.
Isn't it the weekend already?
In a couple weekends.
No. Oh, is it a couple weekends? Yeah, that's
the
right.
16th
okay.
We'll be there at Rapid.
Yeah, a couple weekends, sorry.
with a banger of a fucking lineup.
It's what my wife does for me. She keeps everything rolling.
Let me check my Palm Pilot, and he texts his wife. Super jacked. We always, always love getting to go up to Rapid. It's one of the greatest crowds in the region. If you ever want to go bang your little heart out, go catch a show in Rapid. Man, if you need a little weekend getaway, watch for a fucking underground show to be up there, Kipple City Productions, and fucking just scoot your ass up there. It's 4 hours away. Go fucking bang out the show. And yeah, man, it's a great time up there, always, always. And you feel like, I don't know, better than family. Is that how you say that, dude, when you go up there? And they've got a great epic scene up there. It's a wonderful thing in the mountain region here. As people are scooting across the country, they get full traveling acts. We've seen Houston Herman and the Rats for the first time up there. Got to share a garage show with them, dude. Fuck, man. Rad. Very, very cool. And if you haven't checked out Houston Herman and the Rats before, you should fucking punch them into your Facebook or Google or whatever the fuck right now. One of the biggest true DIY. Them dudes were on a fucking tour when we seen them, and I don't know exactly logistically. I could be corrected on any of these. These are not facts. They were literally just like pinning shows as they fucking went, dude. Like real shit. And we started watching them because they were just so fucking epic live. Like it's a real fucking live show. And it's not a couple stiff co-workers up there fucking strumming a bass. This guy is fucking doing cartwheels on the fucking floor, dude. Like going ham, dude. Breaking shit as he's going, man. Bass player and drummer are just fucking selling it the whole time. And we're watching, and all of a sudden they're flying to Alaska out of nowhere. None of this is scheduled. None of this is posted. Some dude up in Alaska heard them or something, dude. I'm once again not certain on the facts. I wasn't there. And they're up there doing fucking like 7 shows up in Alaska, flying back. And dude, didn't they hit Hawaii on the next tour? They've literally hit this
last year. I think they finally hit all 50 states.
Yeah, dude, they've legit ass played every fucking state in America. Just the hardest working motherfuckers, and worth every second of being there, man. Absolutely. And so polite, so real, man. Down there, out there, just doing the DIY damn thing. I think the shirts were fucking like $5 or some shit, dude.
Yeah, that's
like a black on white fucking shirt. I'm like, well, how the fuck did you get them down to $5, dude?
Hell yeah.
And cool. So they must be doing the damn thing for real, dude. Very, very cool, man. Epic, epic people, man.
And they bring a lot of really, really cool midline acts through there as well. So you just got to keep an eye out, and all kinds of good punk, hard rock, heavy rock, some metal shows. And
oh, yeah. Bossy D, Boss's Daughter, shout out. Fucking shared a set with them, too. System Restore, shared a set up there with them, too. And fucking, you know, there's local groups that are just like Carry On Crawlers. And there's just this whole scene going on up there, you guys. Like, I don't know. I'm not like jumping over it to understate it. It's just, it's one of the rawest, coolest scenes in a long time.
It's worth checking out for sure.
You gotta just cruise up there and fucking see it.
Speaking of System Restore.
Yeah.
They play Oil City Beer Company March 28th. Teenage Bottle Rocker and the Shock Toppers.
That's OCB.
Another event that you should probably check out in March at Oil City Beer Company is the MS Foundation Fundraiser. Nice. Lots of cool shit going on there. And there's another one.
I'm going to do a sidestep. Shout out to Oil City Beer Company. Fucking awesome, dude. Those guys in the Bourgeois Pig are doing the most for local music here in Casper.
Yeah,
I love what both you guys are doing.
Yeah, I agree. They got some cool shit going on down there.
Yeah, dude. And anybody that's going to bring Teenage Bottle Rocket to town, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, Chris is always bringing dope. Fucking dude. Oh, Joe, yeah. Buck yourself.
Yeah, we opened for Joe.
Yeah. That's
awesome. We got that flyer on our wall, dude. Yeah, wasn't that fucking cool?
Dude. Joe, I tried Buck getting himself. Him over. I tried getting him over to come to the house.
He was, you could tell he's been on the road for a lot of fucking years. He was difficult to talk to, man. I was like really excited to talk to him, and he was just like 3 words.
Right?
You know,
well,
like,
he played.
But he's been doing the fucking thing since he was like, I mean, dude, we're talking half a century, I think.
Well, the first time that I saw him was when the Wonder Bar.
Dope, you were at that?
Yes, sir.
Fuck.
That was a different show. So rad, though. But, like, when he was sitting there just fucking playing, it's like, oh, my God, this guy's like, he has my soul right now.
Holy shit. Yeah, this dude. Is.
One of his merch pieces is a fucking skateboard, and he was just full entertainer, dude. Just the true throwback to the storyteller entertainer.
Right.
A one-man show that's fucking got
you. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of bad motherfuckers, the Casper Spuds, their opening day is May 23rd.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Super excited.
Winter should be over by then, too.
I know, but...
dude, did winter even fucking start yet?
I'm telling you, boys, it's going to show up here one day, and it's going to be there till May 22nd.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no doubt. What was it, a couple years ago, I think, when, dude, went there and there was, like, snow all over.
Right.
Like, oh, shit, yeah.
My birthday is May 16th, and fucking there's been a handful of times where it's just no unnecessary travel on my fucking birthday. You know, like, what the fuck? Just full blizzard.
Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah, my birthday is in October.
I'm glad.
So you probably end up with snow all over your birthday, too.
Oh, always. Well, not always, but.
It tries to always do that nasty dump for Halloween, which we got this year.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say is, like, if it's decides it's going to be shitty for Halloween, it's shitty for my birthday.
Nice.
March 2nd. Today is March 2nd. Here's some history.
Today is March 2nd.
Here is some history.
3, 2, 24.
Yeah. It's some sports history. I wasn't alive in 1962, but that was a year Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in one game.
Fuck.
Wow.
Well. Yeah.
See, that's bringing it back to that old school, like we were talking, right? The old things.
Old things day. Not to sidetrack, you guys ever seen the Will Ferrell semi-pro movie?
Oh, yeah.
Coffee Black starts dribbling down the court. There he goes, doing that thing where he puts the ball between his legs. I have to imagine it was similar to that when Wilt hit.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck? He's a foot taller than everyone, and he dribbles?
Right?
He just spun in a circle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
How high he jumps.
Yeah. I'll try to, if there's like a game on, I'll watch it. I mean, like any kind of live sport. But, like, I don't know.
I don't anymore.
The motherfuckers shoot deep beyond the arc, and it's a swish. Fuck out of here, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, dude. No, man.
I still respect it. I just don't watch it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's one. And another thing, too, it's like, well, I kind of get tired of watching the same old shit.
I don't know. The storyline behind it, for the love of the game, is like worth it. But, you know, it's like.
The politics.
Following the
behind
actual they make too characters much and the athletes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, man, the storyline, you know, but to actually watch the skill and the. Like, nothing better than watching an old Tyson fucking all 22 seconds of a fight. Or, you know, Jordan just floating.
When you had
over
to pay $78 back in the day. For the fucking pay-per-view. I remember my dad was so pissed off. We had big old huge fucking fight party, dude. We had food, everything. Everybody came over. There's like 5 different families at our house. Shit was 45 seconds.
yeah, dude. They weren't bums, dude. Like his first heavyweight belt fight is a first round knockout, dude.
Right.
Like, like what the fuck?
Yeah.
That dude's out of line.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. I don't remember who it was that he was fighting.
That's a different kind of beast.
Yeah, dude.
It was hardcore. My dad was pissed.
That'd be cool to get him on the podcast. Or all of a sudden I get a message. It's like, hey.
Tyson, we are now accepting interviews.
Yes.
Your applications in quick, though. The spot's going to fill up fast.
We just got to hashtag him in some shit, right?
Do it, dude. Yeah. Fuck, man. I'd be here fanboying out.
Yeah. Like, I will take mushrooms on this show. Like the game did that time. That was fucking nuts. Either.
I caught a 1984 shot of Tyson, and he's not a very tall guy, and this dude's just this big old fucking cornbread redneck looking guy, hair on his shoulders and back, you know, just a big old beef of a dude, and they're like, you know, look at that height difference. The one announcer's hyped. He's seen Tyson fight before. He knows better what's about to happen. Dude breaks his fucking nose on like the third punch, and he's just bleeding everywhere. Fucking puts him on the ground in like 32 seconds. And you're like, it's before the TikTok video ended. And you're like, that was real time. There was no edits. There was no nothing. They just and Tyson's all polite, walks over there, checks on him afterwards, you know, and stuff. You know, he's what. That's the neat thing about him too. He's one of the few fighters that checks on his fighter afterwards. The rest of them go to their corner or start going like egging on the crowd or like, let's go collect my paycheck. He's like, damn, I didn't kill you, did I? He's like, are you not going to be like, you know, helmet and crayons for Christmas, are you? You know, like, dude, he's a fucking, I don't know, man.
He's humble. He's always been a humble guy. He was poor as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, just happened to be a badass to punch your face off.
So, hey, so, you know, this is another thing that I love about podcasting. Because this conversation is going in to the next topic.
Ooh.
The topics.
Ooh. Oh, we got we got Kamikaze Kid said, hey.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
Oh, yeah, we better do
that. Guy's a superstar, too, man. Fucking that guy's next fucking level, man.
You can read what he said.
What did he say here? Hello, what a group of awesome fucking people. Yeah. Thank you, Levi. Big shout out to you, man. Yeah, that guy's a badass. On and off the screen. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the real deal. Superstar of a single father and fucking, man, dude.
He's doing the damn thing.
I was an alienated father for 4 fucking years. They disappeared. And so it means the world to me to see either parent, dude. I'm not, like, sexist about that shit. A single mom, a single dad, either one of you out there fucking doing what's best for the next generation, man. That's what I give a fuck about. You know, if someone's... If one of the parents is beating on their fucking kids and the fucking and she gets the fuck out of there, no matter what it takes, the years of struggle, you know, I fucking respect that. The dad, when they disappear, drag their name through the fucking mud for fucking years, you know, and they still stand up and show up every fucking day. You know, I spent a lot of fucking money just to see my fucking kid again.
They
disappeared on nothing, dude. It was a text message. So
I don't know if that was the right.
But, let's head on that one. Shit! But for all you wondering what 10-4-10 means, that's October 4th, 2010.
I just meant like woohoo.
Yeah.
Kamikaze, you still listening? What are you doing? What are you doing for stunts?
I seen he posted something where he is in the process of booking.
I'd love to afford him for some backgrounds of some music video shit, dude.
Oh, word.
I've been too scared to reach out to him at the fangirl type thing, you know?
We'll hook you up.
So now I'm doing it right now. I have his cell phone number. I just, I'd love to fucking throw that in a music video, dude. Doing some fucking nutty ass shit, you know?
Hell yeah.
Be on fucking fire. Maybe have some chick fire dancers around him and shit, and then. I don't know, just something fucking crazy, dude, just for rock and roll, you know?
Yeah. Right, that would be cool as fuck. We got a shout-out to Brittany Trevino.
What up, girl?
She's watching.
Cha-cha!
Yeah! That's the model from the Skyrocket music video.
Levi Norman.
Cha-cha!
Nashville, Tennessee.
Down there in Texas, baby.
No, that's Tennessee, bro.
Oh, I thought you said
anything south of the Mason Dixon.
No. Hey, it's Texas.
What up, Tennessee?
That would make very good. Anyway, fucking hell yeah, we appreciate you guys that are watching right now. No bullshit. And the people that are listening on the wonderful Spotify, Apple, Google, all those wonderful podcast platforms.
Yeah, and so after the Facebook Live, just to say it out loud for everyone, these podcasts of Three Wheel Bicycle, all of them, are available on your favorite major podcast streaming service. So if you ever miss or you want to catch more of it, you know, you don't get our beautiful faces on here or theirs every time. But, yeah, dude, the audio is always available to you.
You can sit and listen to my wonderful. Boys.
If you want to.
we can't forget about Little Shop of Burgers, Trailer Park, woo-hoo, Baker, Dubois Tattoo.
Yeah.
We got rid of the potty song, didn't we? Well, I guess I don't need a potty song for me. I got to go potty, though.
Okay.
Can I jump on the Little Shop of Burgers at this point, then? So yeah. After visiting Stevie sometime back over that hood painting, fucking Johnny and I went and spoiled ourselves over there. And, fuck, dude, you were talking about a macaroni and cheeseburger. And so I asked the waiter if I could get, because they have a jalapeno spicy one, too.
Yep, yep.
So I asked if I could basically combine the two damn things. And, dude, I'm covered to my fucking elbows in cheese and spicy sauce, dude. I'm just getting after this thing and just... He comes over to check on us, and it's just a smile through all the fucking burger. Yeah. Like, man, dude, the thing was fucking awesome. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, dude. And not to, like, be biased, I guess, because, like, I work there or anything. But
you should be.
It's fucking good food. Dude, you know what I mean? And the atmosphere is so dope.
Yep.
They got good ass burgers.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of single parents, too, I guess this is probably the right platform. We seen one of the greatest moments in fucking I don't know if the gal was single or not. She was there as the only adult with three children. Comes in. One of the children is is a younger dude, and he's just jacked, dude. You can tell he's been there before. You know, he's very animated. He's like, let's do this, let's do that. And his mom warns him.
Let's go.
His mom warns him, we're in public. Chill down. And he calms himself down for a little bit. And he raises himself back up. And people are like, man, parents don't know how to parent anymore. Nobody. Dude, she grabbed up all them kids and they fucking left. Because really? Little man would not act right, dude. She made good on her word, dude. And he was going ham, dude. He was going out of control. Boom, choo. They're out in the car leaving. Really? I was like, oh, little dude is going to get beat up by his siblings tonight. Because
socks with bars of soap.
Yeah, dude. He's going to get full metal jacketed tonight, dude, you know.
Another thing that I just remembered. Sorry, I'm a scatterbrain sometimes. Mm. We were talking about sponsor stuff. Well, maybe not a sponsor. Shout out.
Liquid Death 10410 is accepting sponsorship bids.
Yeah.
We already drink your shit all over fucking everywhere we go, all over the fucking highway, so you might as well just get behind us.
That's right.
Dead billionaires.
Thank you, everybody, that bought a ticket from Maisie for the Ghost Elite volleyball team. If you're wondering when the drawing for that's going to be, it's March 15th. Through the 30th, if I remember correctly. But there's going to be a drawing every day. But, yeah, thank you, everybody, for your wonderful support. Supporting volleyball.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest. I was never a fan of volleyball.
Anything that keeps the youth active and running. Word. You know that's what I'm saying? Like, man, keeps them existing in real life, you know? Like, because... You know, actually interacting with each other and physical matter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You take one of them volleyballs to the dome off one of them serves, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You'll realize it's a real sport real fast.
I feel bad sometimes sitting there watching when they're playing and shit. And they go for little girls and fucking boom. And then, like, well, what was it? A couple weekends ago. We were in shirt. Yeah, right before I saw
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just sitting there in the car outside of Mini Mart. Like,
oh, yeah, that is a dope Cadillac.
Thank you, bro. That is the 10410 Mobile, dude. Yeah. I rigged up a hitch. We're going to be pulling trailers across this country this year in a fucking caddy, dude. But I got to drop the window so he knows it's me. And you see him give the fucking alleyway from Boys in the Hood scene. Whoa, flashes like, through, and I'm like, Stevie! Boom, boom! No.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck? Yeah. No. Thanks, man. I do love that fucking car, man. Dude, yeah. It's real stripe work down the side. Some cat down in Denver did that for the previous owner. That's actual hand-striped work. His signature's on the back, and it glows back into the Cadillac emblem on the trunk. But, yeah, dude, we're full DIY, man. I installed that whole hitch kit myself, and the wiring was super easy. Kurt Brand towing equipment fucking made a whole dummy kit for me, basically. But I did find out that my eye socket can still take a good one. It's a 45-pound fucking receiver bar. And I had it. I had it go. I'm underneath the car on jack stands, you know, and fucking stuff the thing up in there, and it goes around the stamp to the spare tire, you know. So it's kind of sitting in there. I'm like, cool. I got it wedged in there, and I'm like, I'm gonna step out and see how this fits around the bumper, you know, because it's a 5-inch lift to get the ball up higher and stuff. So I want to see this visually. And just as I go, all right, it's sitting there, and I move my hands to slide out, it goes, wham, and fucking grabs me right in the fucking eye socket. I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's fun.
And so, yeah, dude, still finished Project Strong, and, yeah, we'll be running around the countryside. That was the exact sound that fucking hit. That was it, dude. That was it. And yeah, so we'll be... If you want us to come Cadillac to your town, pimpin', just fucking reach out, man. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's over a 300 horsepower motor, fucking all wheel drive. Dope ass Toyos that Peerless down on CY put on. Jeff Grubb, thank you.
If you guys ever, well, I'm sure at some point in time, get through Mitchell, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
My homeboy Brent, he is fucking. Man, he loves them Cadillacs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We need to start heading east anyway. Yeah. We should just run I-90. We kept pushing for I-80 so hard. We should fucking shoot up I-90.
Go catch up with Pass the Flask.
I had to hook you up I had to hook you up with my buddy Brad and shit.
They got a couple car clubs and shit.
Yeah. I'm the 3.6 naturally aspirated, but they do the 3.2 with the fucking turbo thing on there. I guess... From factory, it's like a fuel mileage turbo, but you swap that fucker out, dude, and you can just go fucking ham
fucking
on those things.
Ripping.
Yeah, dude. And then they do the fucking CTS-V with the fucking 6.2 V8 in the motherfucker, but it's a rear-wheel drive only option. Fuck around, dude. You just be contributing to your local PD.
Yeah.
All you'd be doing owning that fucking thing, man. So, no, it's Cadillac is a fucking bunch of fun, dude. It's a wonderful thing to drive and own. I'm super jealous. There's some cat got the like mid 80s. It's that light blue caddy fucking back when there was just three types. So it's not. It is probably an Eldorado G body, and he's got
it's got like the vertical brake lights and shit.
Yeah, yep, 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 yep. But it's not the big boat one. It's the smaller, so it looks like the Monte Carlo would have been in the 80s, you know? Mm. And if that dude's ever listening, fucking shout out, dude. I get envy as fuck every time I see that car rip down 2nd Street. I'd love to do an old G-body fucking ride build one day.
So let's
I should probably finish the S10 first, though.
The past couple weeks we've been talking about the 90s, right?
Yeah, that fits us. Is that why we ended up on it?
I forgot. This is the cool thing about chilling. here we go. We're coming back.
Here.
To 91. I do have a couple things in 91, but I asked that question on the Facebook thing. Man,
is that our generation? The Facebook? I do it all the time, dude.
So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Instead of just on Facebook, it's on
the
Facebook.
I don't even really know anymore.
Yeah, I know. I got made fun of the other day for even being on Facebook. I was like, dude, that's where all my friends are. Instagram meant something else when I was a kid.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, we need the cheers on that.
That fucker gets it. That fucker gets it. Look at him. Nose bleeding right now.
1991, the top song Billboard was Everything I Do. I Do It For You by Bryan Adams.
Oh, fuck around. The Robin Hood song, dude. You remember the music video?
I was just going to say.
Oh, boys.
See,
I was
you
just
already
trying
said
to
it.
Get you with this song, and I was like, the Robin Hood fucking song, dude, the other day.
You already said it. I was going to be like, dude,
what movie is that
from? Oh, yeah.
You already got her.
I'll kill that.
That was one of the other top things that was in 91 was that fucking Robin Hood movie.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What? We were straight up. So at the ends of some of our sets, we throw in our version of Heaven by Belinda Carlisle. That song you hear in every fucking mall, Walmart, yep. Target. And so we do a dope-ass version of it, if I don't say so myself. And people usually fucking love it, and they attach to it. And it's just a thing. You know, we do all originals and then throw something that attaches to the memory side of their brain at them. And fucking we were just discussing, like, what song to do next in case we wanted to change Heaven out sometime. And it was that fucking song that I was trying to pitch. I was dude, the Robin Hood song, fuck.
You know what got me? Oh, my God.
Wouldn't we be dope up there doing everything?
Okay, check this out. So the number two song in 1991, you guys should do this one.
This one's got to be like a chick pop song.
I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
I Want to Sex You Up.
Fuck. Just at an all-ages punk show end on that, dude. Everyone's like, that was fucking weird. There's three dudes waiting.
The crowd is going wild.
We're leaving, you know? Like, fuck, man.
The crowd is going wild.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Shit.
I'll get out there and dance.
Worst part is there's fucking half the crowd fucking enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. I'm down. I'll be there,
what
too.
What the fuck is going on right now?
I just have a visual of Grandma's Boy when she does the fucking salt and pepper, you know?
Dude, I could still do the Running Man and shit. We'll do the I Want to Sex You Up video. I could do the Running Man and shit.
Oh, yeah, boy. Dope, dude.
All of a sudden, it's like, it gets dark, and there's, like, smoke, and you guys are like, and here's our new cover.
I gotta hear the opening note. It's gonna make it into my YouTube list later, and then I'll just have an algorithm off of just it.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. That'll be the shit.
Terminator 2.
Nice.
Was the number one movie. And in television, of course, Full House.
So,
yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
I like Full House.
Sorry. So Terminator 2 is 1991?
That's what... Yeah.
So when the fuck is Terminator 1?
88.
Gosh, damn. I think it came out in
88.
It throws me off. Like, some of the Stallone movies are late 80s, but, like, you know, USA Network...
Oh,
and
yeah.
TNT throws me off because they were just round the clock, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And so I established those two because I was born in 88. So, like, I associate those songs into the mid-90s because I'm old enough, I'm cognizant, you know, like I was operating a VCR recording them and shit, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And,
pausing it when the commercials would come.
Yep,
on.
Yep. So you're fucking, when you rewatch it, you don't have to fuck with them commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I ain't got time for this shit.
That's fucking cool. There's a fucking core memory unlocked.
Yeah. They yeah. cut a lot of shit out, though.
You want to know the movie?
Yeah. When you realize, when you fucking get to watch a download one or whatever, at least for me, I've noticed, I'm like, oh, fuck. There's a lot of that movie that I never saw because I only saw it when it came on TV.
Lebowski, biggest cable fluff ever. They cut the whole part where he meets the chick that is the artist, and you have no idea why he's talking about a little Lebowski coming into the world. That whole chunk, you just end up back when he's in that Volkswagen Bug's following him. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't remember for sure. You'd have. Check me on this one, but when he drops the J because he's drumming, you know, and he fucking wrecks his fucking car.
Yep.
I almost think that's cut out too, but I can't recall for sure. But.
We were watching Ace Ventura like a few weeks ago or whatever, and like,
fuck yes,
dude, that was like one of my favorite movies. You know, the VHS, and then I think I got it for Christmas, but there was like a little card in there. That was like a business card or whatever. But
dope.
When it was on...
is it his business card?
That would have been dope.
Like, it's a true pet to tell you. I'd ran around with that in my pocket as a kid, you know?
But they... do you guys remember when he went to the like tank when Snowflake was gone?
Yes. And I remember that whole fucking movie. Yeah.
And then when he comes out, comes out of the tank, and then he's like, shit, I can't remember, but he's like, oh, do you have a dolphin fin? That shit?
Yeah.
They completely cut that out.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? That was so funny.
If I'm not back in 10 minutes, just wait longer. That's goes in.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to cut that out. That's bad for animals or something.
Crazy
dolphin.
Is he insinuating?
But they can say fucking dick on TV. Yeah. But you can't say dolphin fin.
Because he's insinuating fucking the dolphin, isn't he? I can't recall. I don't know.
Do you have a dolphin fin?
I don't remember the exact line on that part though. But yeah, I don't. Dude,
there's so many... reporter guy was like, "What's he doing in the tank or whatever?"
Does the dolphin talk to you?
Yeah,
I was a little kid. I didn't get the part where the fucking lady was the dude because I was too little when I watched it.
Oh,
I didn't know why he's chewing big red gum and just showering, crying. I had no idea what was going on. It just didn't sink. You know what I mean? That's right at the age break right there. I was just too little to realize what had happened there.
There was like the dog little thing and put it on the picture. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what
nowadays people are like, oh. Well, yeah, why is he such a jerk?
Nowadays kids are confused for a different reason. Like, why did that bother him?
That's nothing weird.
They were teaching us boomers and their
stupid movies.
Boomer jokes.
Oh, speaking of that, I heard something today. The guy that is in charge of Kellogg's said some shit.
Yeah, something weird happened there.
If I remember correctly, somebody, obviously everybody's talking about how food's fucking going up. Ooh. You know what I mean? The prices and everything.
Afford to eat.
And he was asked, like, whatever the fuck it was, but his response to it was, well, you can eat cereal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the new, yeah, the new,
well, and there's the a new commercial. Dinner. Sorry, the,
yeah,
the chicken one.
Thank yeah, you. Yeah, you just eat cereal for dinner.
Crushing your three-wheel bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, hey. What the fuck? We got a special fucking guest.
Oh, yeah. We got Tracy in the building.
That guy came in with a Thoritas. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
No, dude, I was sitting at home bored.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go lay down. I'm like, cool. I'm watching y'all. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I live like 6 blocks away.
Can you leave your phone open so we get one more streamer, though?
No. Yeah. It's been on my phone the whole time.
Yes, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Nice, dude.
I had to come in like that.
Fuck
that
yeah, dude.
Fucking amazing. There's a chair right there, man. Whatever you want to do. Thank you for...
Tracy!
Wait, does this thing work?
Hmm?
Is he about to Kurt Cobain himself?
Not to shoot yourself.
Oh, shit! Oh,
man. That was a stocking stuffer.
Oh, it's not a lighter? I thought it was just
it
a
is.
Oh,
it
okay,
is.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fucking BB gun.
It's got a
gun.
Trigger on it.
You gotta undo the safety, bro.
Yeah. Safety's off, boys. We're going in.
So, a couple random
questions. Hey, sorry. Did it give us song 3 of 91?
Oh.
Sorry, if you're onto a new topic, go, but I'm willing to
Number
hang out there.
3. We got Gonna Make You Sweat.
Gonna make you sweat.
Sweat.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Those were the songs that I had to dance to in seventh grade.
CC Music?
Yeah, so he's going to make you tremble. Is that... Am I thinking of the right song? Is that... I'm going to make you tremble.
No.
Oh, no, I got the wrong song.
It's like fucking... Does it say who the artist is?
CC Music.
Yeah. That's Music. That's fucking... Sweat. And then that fucking dude would fucking jump in and be like, blah, 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 do his fucking rap and shit.
Yeah, what was that fucking song to me? That was a good.
It was 91, bro.
It was the third greatest song in 1991. So, I mean, it was a good fucking song.
Yeah, CNC Ooh. Music Factory.
See, we need to get back to that. Okay, so. So here we go.
That was number three.
How everything comes back. So ask this Facebook question. What song would you contribute to a mixtape or maybe an album? I'm not even reading that correctly but you get
right. What song would you put on a mixtape?
It depends on who you're making the mixtape for.
For yourself. Yourself.
That guy gets the ladies. He gets it.
Right. Well, if you're fucking recording a tape right now, what's your first song you're recording?
This would be a true mixtape. This would be a cassette recorded off the radio, for the record.
Like a song from either,
From 91, bro.
This is pre-Napster, pre-everybody, dude.
Ooh, 91 would probably be like... Oh, I got this. It's got to be either fucking... Some off Seasons in the Abyss.
Yeah.
Maybe some fucking Exodus back then.
Exodus was big then. Yeah. You
know, like when they did the Toxic Waltz.
Right.
About 91, I think.
Hell yeah.
Maybe 90.
Yeah. I was thinking Sepultura.
Oh yeah, like In Itself.
Yeah. Or fucking Sepultura was fucking hardcore in 91. Fuck
yeah. You know, I just remembered, like, I guess I didn't specify. It wasn't specifically 91.
Oh.
It was just 90s in general, right?
Yeah. Oh, 90s in general?
Yeah. Kamikaze Kid says Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. Ooh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Bobby says Chub Rock. I love it.
Dude.
I like filming him. What did Chub Rock mean? Because it's not Chumbawamba, right? Oh.
But please, when I read it, I was
please
like.
Please continue on the Chub Rock. Let's find out.
I got a fucking Ian Farmer. Licky boom boom down. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Luke says.
That was 90s.
Luke says Alice in Chains in Soundgarden.
Whoop whoop.
I was thinking some Man in the Box.
Yeah.
That's what he put on there too. And for some odd reason, my screenshot of what the fuck you get.
Ooh, oh, I like
The Flies.
I missed the bus.
Got you where I want you.
Yeah.
I missed the bus. Hey. That was Crisscross, bro. Man, I missed the bus.
What's the point of this?
Well, I know.
You want to hum along? Does everybody like The Flies, Got You Where I Want You? It's in like a couple teen movies. Does everyone? Okay. Sorry.
We
were just singing in the background. I was like, all right, now it got creepy. Yeah. 5 men in a garage. Oh, shit.
We truly appreciate everybody that.
We ain't got no prize, man. No prize.
We truly appreciate everybody that commented on Facebook.
Checking out the show.
Just that little bit of effort helps us out, too.
Yeah.
And
commenting.
And all you three.
Reacting and sharing, dude, it helps on the social media algorithm so much. Like, anyone trying to do their art thing through social media outlets, it's... Don't ever feel like you shouldn't make a comment or do a reaction. You know, it costs you nothing, and we just...
It's the best way to support.
We just light up when it happens, too. You know what I mean? When you open your notifications and you're just scrolling through all the junk, but then it's like, someone said something about your post. You attract right to that one, you know?
Yeah, it does make you feel good.
You wait to wipe till after you see that one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Speaking of that, fucking scammers...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stick it in your bum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The three-wheel bicycle boy.
Man, I did that
I spotted what you're reacting to.
No, fuck.
Yeah. Laramie Music Collective got hit with the same. That was hitting your page for a while, bro?
No.
Is that what we're talking? Oh, sorry. I thought that's what we were making fun of.
Oh, yeah, but so the other day.
And those... Those people gotta have something better to do with their fucking lives, man. You know,
so I posted that Lisa Simpson painting, which is still available.
Hopefully the camera can see that.
When I posted it, all of a sudden I got a fucking message, and then it was somebody different, which was pretty cool. Then I looked at his fucking profile. Da 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 da. Florida seemed pretty legit. Well, then he's like, well, for some odd reason, your Venmo isn't working. And he gave me, a screenshot, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
That doesn't make sense, because, 2 weeks, or not, 2 days ago,
yeah,
fucking I had a transaction go through just fine.
Right, right.
And, yeah.
Fucking scammers, dude.
Dude, yeah. And, some of their pages have existed for, 2 to 10 years, you know? So
yeah.
You're okay. But, I don't know, dude. It's just
I have a request.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to fucking help, but will all you guys quit sending fucking I will promote podcast 100%? Fucking please?
Yes, and it's just broken ass English. Do you guys get the I'm a social media dancer and I would like to perform to your
Not yet.
So musicians get that. And John and I both have the messenger on our phone,
we need to get those too.
So unfortunately, John gets all of the conversation because I'm a fucking dick, and sometimes I have time to kill in my day. So rather than sitting there staring at a wall, I'll fucking reply to these people. Then I'll get a message from John and be like, "You're blowing my phone up. I'm in a thing." And it's just the scammer replying, and they're reading your statements. That's the weirdest part. Because they're replying to what you're saying sometimes.
Stevie used to reply to him, and I loved it. He would reply exactly what they say. How are you? How was your day? Would you like me to promote your podcast?
Yes. Yes. I asked him to send me 10
I can't remember
bucks.
What it was the other day, but I was fucking irritated. It was in the morning.
But it's crazy. There's 16 of them every fucking day.
Why are you asking me this question? You are literally messaging a podcast page. If you can read correctly, it says 3-Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
What is your podcast?
Would
you like me
to
promote?
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
Goddamn scammers.
Yeah. There's two major influences for me to get into music and stuff, and one was my childhood friend Blake and Zach's older brother Caleb, and then the other one was my cousin Cody Dietrich, and this guy was a fucking professional comedian for a while, and dude, he would spam his fellow comedians or he'd make a post about I'm trying to think of some of the stuff. Some of the stuff might be a charity event, something that somebody would generally text a message to.
Oh.
But instead of putting a phone number at the bottom, not a faux charity, nothing corrupt or crazy, but he'd put one of the other comedians' phone numbers instead of and then he'd release an apology 3 days later. And he's like, or he'd wait till the guy got a new number, and then he'd make a post "Hey, this is a true, sincere apology. Please don't ever text at 2 a.m. I'm so sorry for the actions of Cody to this number." And he'd post the guy's new number and shit, dude. And just raw fucking Andy Kaufman genre comedy, dude. Yeah, just real life comedy, dude, living and breathing it. Not just on stage, dude. He exists in it, and he's hilarious, dude.
Hell yeah.
And I just fucking thought that was awesome. It made me think of that back there.
You better come sit down and say hi at least.
You're
already on the... Well, you're not on the fucking video, though.
I'm trying to ruin your show, man.
I see. Here for a good time, not a long time, bro.
The beard's looking beautiful, bro. I'm digging it. Jelly.
Getting old, dude.
Getting the jelly. Yeah, I got the fucking white trash shit still, dude. I'm like still 42 years old, can't grow a fucking beard.
Grow up, dude.
Right? I know. The fuck?
On the Facebook, sometime back, I posted last summer or something about a motorcycle ride or something, and my childhood bestie's stepdad, Corey, he fucking put under there, glad to see you riding, but good luck on that beard, bro, little bro, you know, because he's got a big old fucking real beard like yours and shit. I'm like, fuck, man, this took me 3 years to grow. Fuck off, you know? Oh, shit.
I've been trying forever.
This is about the most I can ever do. I can't. This is the max. It does not grow past this point.
So I have found.
John's been chilling.
Yeah, I have found. You need to stick your face in the freezer about every 20 minutes. If your face thinks it's cold, it'll start growing hair. That's what I was told.
You can probably grow one overnight, huh?
No, over there. Yeah.
That's like a daily shave thing, right? Yeah. I can go 2 to 3 days without shaving up, and fucking, I can get away with it. I don't get a 5 o'clock shadow. I get a fucking 3 to 5 day shadow.
I got to give a shout out to the Casper Artist Collective as well. March 8th, if I remember correctly, if my mind perceives me.
That's Casey, right?
Active life photo. We'll be back again sometime Casey. Soon, too. We're hoping that performing on Three Wheel Bicycle not only promotes us, but I had a sincere compliment. Am I jumping over something?
No,
you're good, man.
I had a sincere compliment in a phone conversation with Stevie, but this is Steve and Josh. Stevie and I grew up not too far from each other, and it's small town, middle of nowhere, Midwest America, not Midwest the town, Wyoming. But that's like a big town to me.
Right. I hear you.
So the only way to find music was to watch like late shows and Saturday Night Live and catch the acts. But you know, by the time I was coming up, Saturday Night Live was starting to get like a little bit more pop and a little bit more, not as much rock and roll on there. Whereas like Conan was diehard. Dude, real fucking rock and roll on there and like punk rock and underground shit. Jimmy Kimmel
Conan
would do real
was
music.
Shit back in the day, dude.
Yep. And those guys, David Letterman, Jay Leno, those late night shows would be how you would find fucking bands and like actually get to see what it was like.
Right.
They didn't tour anywhere close to me, dude. Like the nearest show was 4 hours away that we caught that was badass. First ever show. My dad loaded up me, my friend Blake, Zach, and Clay, and went to the Bottleneck in Lawrence, Kansas, and we seen a band, Vendetta Red. Huge, huge, huge pivotal moment in all of our lives. Blake and Zach are in a touring band, Saul. They're a real, real band, you know, like they're on a label, and that's what they do for a living now. So check them out, Saul, Saul, if you don't already. And dude, just seeing live music, and so... each year until we all finished high school, my dad would take us to different shows if our grades were doing good enough and shit. And so we seen like the Taste of Chaos tour, but he'd drive our asses like 4 fucking hours to catch a show, you know, 5 hours. And what's that?
No, go ahead.
Oh.
I was just talking to Stevie.
So it was such a treat to get to be the first band to come on Three Wheel Bicycle and perform. And we hope that more and more bands, if you're traveling through Casper, it's super easy to load and unload out of this garage. You can fucking hop in, drop a track or two, and then go on about your life, promote your shows, your tour, whatever, your gear. They are here for the artists, and Josh is stealing my cord.
Sorry.
Still working.
We're glad as fuck to get to be on this set and stuff, and this is a thank you to you guys. You know, big shout out to what you boys are doing.
What's up? I was gonna ask you. Go ahead.
I'll keep babbling.
Joey's good at it. He'll just keep talking.
Yeah, just literally.
I'm not good at it. I'll start like staggering and stumbling and I'll fall apart.
Just pray for John when we're out on the road. It's not the highway that scares him. It's that the audio never stops. It's like the voice in my head won't quit. It's just me over there. So no, super excited that we got to drop those three songs, and those three songs mean a lot to us. We chose those three songs on purpose. That was super intentional. Headphones On is Stevie's big favorite, dude. That was how we made it. And, you know, he reached out to us. And I still remember those red shoes just sprinting across Oil City Beer Company to fucking make it. And we almost played the song again for you because of that. And then, yeah, we were super hyped to get to Premier Bottle. Cannot wait for that to hit later, probably summertime. That'll hit with a B-side of Soapbox, one of our live opening songs, and then to end on Moving On was just great too. It all lyrically fits really well to each other, and then Moving On is that current single, streaming on our YouTube channel and any major streaming service. We just at 10410 wanted to do a nice little quick thank you to Three Wheel Bicycle before all the bullshit and gets away from us. That's sincere from our hearts. So.
Would you want to maybe throw down a little more shit end of the show?
Sure. If you stick around to the end, you might catch another track or two, maybe even.
We actually, you know what? We should make it like a little bait. Like, you know.
That's where it is.
So what we're going to do for all you wonderful people that are watching on the Facebook and all the those other platforms, we're going to shut the live video off. And they're going to jam. And if you would like to listen to the rest of it, you got to get on that Spotify.
Hell yeah.
And share. It's a podcast only special at the end.
Yeah. And share. Yeah. Check the shit out.
I you know, another thing too, speaking of that, shout out to Sean. I fucking totally appreciate you hopping on the last show. If you haven't got a chance to check it out, please do. Very long time friend.
Right.
And like, I couldn't even imagine going to the Marine Corps.
Oh yeah. That last show.
Tough motherfuckers.
Yeah. That last show there. There was a lot of shit blew me away in that last show.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it, check it out. It's on our
scroll down on
Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. You can listen to all our old shows. Our last show last week was pretty hardcore.
Well, I mean, they all are.
Well, they are, but
that's what I love about, like, man.
Yeah, but you got a real motherfucker like with this. Sorry, I did miss the last episode. I won't fake it. But when you got someone that sounds as hardcore as that fucking dude and real as that guy.
And last night, he was one of the fellows that I was talking to for fucking over an hour. He's going to be on the show again at some point. Super stoked for that.
Nice.
Yeah. Good guy. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
I feel a weird. Should we? What
That's
got
to be a huge accomplishment too for music from a musician's point of view. Get to play a USO show. I think, and it's one thing if you got titties and they're like, "Yeah, go do the USO show." Get it? But when you're a dude and they send you know what I'm saying? that's got to be pretty fucking cool that them boys want, or the men and women. Want to fucking hear you perform at that shit. You know what
I
mean?
Well, some of the stories that he was talking about was pretty fucking...
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Dude, cool. I'll have to catch in on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, half the shit I was like, fucking, should you say that?
Hey, see, that's the wonderful thing about listening to a Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. We are raw.
Uncut, uncensored.
This is... this is
hour 128.
Yeah. It is just.
Is that pisser still working?
That door, we got rid of that door. Stevie got rid of that door.
Brings in a lot of cold air.
Yeah.
If you.
You can still access it from
right
there.
Sir.
Oh, yeah.
BRB. Where's the potty song?
Well, I think we're going to end this. Shit here, ain't we? We're at an hour and a half right now.
Oh, well,
shit. Should we just
I'll hang out
the
then.
Podcast?
Yeah, this part of it. And then
cut the potty song.
Then
I'm
you guys, if you want to hear
you're gonna have
the good
to,
shit coming up after, you're going to have to fucking log on and check our shit out.
And share it up. Do you
like,
want to lead
share,
us out?
Follow?
Do you want to lead us out? I forgot one other thing. March 8th, the Nicolaisen Art Museum.
Woo!
Monochromic art show or exhibit, I guess, as they say.
It's banked too, right?
Like exhibit, like X going to give it to you?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like X going to give it to you?
That's making old stuff, right? Yeah, right?
Monochromatic.
I don't need to. I mean to keep rubbing your knee.
Oh, you're good. You're getting really close.
Oh, my
ground.
My arm on the couch here.
And now we're we're just snuggled up.
We can just hug.
You know, when we were splitting headphones, did you notice how Josh was like, "You can be on this side, and you can be on that side." I was like, "Cool, dude, bro's a bro."
You want to lead us out? You want to lead us out?
On that side now.
Whoop, whoop.
We totally appreciate everybody that has been tuned in on the Facebook Live. To get to the rest of the show, you're just going to have to go click that link in the bio, as they say. 10 for 10. We fucking appreciate you, as always, man. I love you,
man. We appreciate you guys. Glad to be here.
Oh yeah, share it up, click them links. There's always gonna be more exciting things happening. You're tuned into Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast with the returning guest, 3 for 10.
That's two people love to fuck this name up.
Oh my god. We gotta do that's a clip. Love that's it. A clip. I fucking love you guys.
Glad to be back.
So thank you everybody that is actually tuned into the podcast aspect of the show. We appreciate you, and so does 10 for 10. Here they are.
Hey, thank you all for tuning in to Three Wheel Bicycle. We respect the shit out of what these guys are doing and super glad to be a part of it. And here's your couple of podcast only special tracks. These were not on the live Facebook feed. So this song that Iggy Pop used to do back in the day when he was with the Stooges. Don't mess up, I want you here in my room. kids, shoot whiskey, not meth.
Yeah!
All right, we're going to do another, our version of a song. This is by Social Distortion. This is a song called Sick Boy, which is also a dope-ass clothing store up in the Sturgis area. Actually, in Deadwood, though, right?
Deadwood, yep.
Yep.
This is a badass hat, dude.
Ooh, love that hat. The gambler sports it well. Need a drink of my liquid death. Got the still retro. Oh, speaking of old things, Armless Palmer. Their Armless Palmer is now called Dead Billionaires because a certain dead billionaire's estate sued the shit out of them.
Hell yeah.
Mine's still an Armless Palmer. Alright, here's Sick Boy. Start over for me. Alright, let's try that thing one again here. I get so nervous on it now. I screwed up the... Alright, those of you listening, I screwed up the lyrics earlier during the sound check.
Dude, it's only Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, dude.
Yeah, the crowd is just like getting to me here.
So. A lot of pressure in this room. I'm starting to crumble.
Hey, Steve.
Fuck. So let's see if I can do that right. Please, this time. Right. What's the second lyric? What's the lyrics to Sick Boy? All right. Nothing. Don't make it too damn difficult. This is Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. We love you all.
Thank you.